The other day, I heard this story. It was about two moms and their sons. The sons were together at camp, and one of the mothers calls the other mother and said, "You know what? Your son is a bully. He's causing all kinds of grief at the camp. He's bullying my child. You should be ashamed that you have a child that acts like this." Da, 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 da. And so the mother listened, and finally she just hung up the phone. And after that, things were very... they weren't friends, they weren't speaking, it was just awkward. Comes around again sometime later that both of their daughters are at camp. And the one says to the other, "You know what, I can't be in the same cabin with you. We can't bunk together because my mom said your family is bad. Your family is mean and evil." And so of course this hurt her daughter's feelings. And so this woman just was beside herself, like, this has gone too far. I can't believe, you know, it's all this time and we're not speaking. It's affecting our children. It's hurting feelings. This is ridiculous. And so she called the other mother and she invited her out to dinner. And she accepted. And so when they met at the restaurant, they hugged. And this woman said, "You know, I'm so glad that you invited me out to dinner." And the two women spoke, and the funny thing about the story was that they didn't even speak about the camp experience. They didn't even go there. They just moved forward and started reestablishing their friendship. Okay, so that's supernatural. When we do things like that, when we realize that it's not all about... the natural thing to do would be dig in your heels, try to get even, blame others. That kind of stuff comes natural to us. But it's like a supernatural thing to rise above, take the high road, be the bigger person, do what you think God wants you to do, and how do I act in the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven? And so it's something that a lot of us can go our whole life and not even think very much about this kingdom that we can't see. We can't see God. We can't see spiritual things. The physical is just right there in front of us. The physical is obvious. And a lot of people just operate in the physical. But at some point in our lives, we start to get very in tune with that there's more to it. And that you hear people say, what am I here for? What's my purpose? And our purpose is to develop ourselves spiritually. And so some people recognize that sooner than others. But every year at this time, it's coming up to Judgment Day. It's called Rosh Hashanah, and it's actually Judgment Days, 2 days. And I learned the neatest thing about Rosh Hashanah that I want to tell you about. And I hope I can, it's just a new thing for me. And so I'm going to try to explain it the best way that I can of what is going on in the kingdom of heaven this time of year. Okay, it comes around once a year that the world is renewed, not physically, but spiritually. So God is the judge, and he's going to renew his kingdom. And there's two judgment days. Some of us are judged on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and some on the second. And so the days start at night, so the first day of Rosh Hashanah is the night of September 20th, and then it ends on September 22nd. So these are the 48 hours that the world is being judged. Okay, so the easiest way, I think, to understand it is I'm going to explain it in the physical and then the spiritual. So let's just say there's something very, very important to you that you put a lot of time and energy in. You practice it a lot, whether it's a sport or you're practicing for a dance recital, or you are an instrument, or you want the main part in a play or a movie. And so whatever this is, Judgment Day is coming. And on Judgment Day, you stand before, say, the director of the movie or the coach or the dance instructor, whoever it is, and you convince them of your sincerity and your dedication to the sport, whatever that you even, they may even want to get you a scholarship so that you don't have to work so many hours so that you can devote more hours to the sport. Anyway, so this is what's happening on the first day of judgment, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so, but of course, this is what it looks like in the physical. In the spiritual, it's maybe that we've decided to be, that we really want to get, we want to perfect ourselves spiritually. We really want to work on our charity and on our kindness and on our patience and everything that is that perfecting us spiritually. And so we stand before God and we just ask Him and we convince Him that we are serious and that we need His help, and we need that He can arrange through divine providence things to happen for us that will help perfect ourselves spiritually. Okay, now not everybody is there. We may not have been there ever before in our life. And so the people there, you can be a good person, but you just not at that point in your life where you're ready to try to, you know, you don't want the main part. You want to be like just an extra. You want to be in the background. You want to be on the team, but you really don't want a big role. You want to be, okay, so a lot of people are needed for the sake of the ones that the coach or the whoever is investing in these people, the director, a lot of other people are needed. And so those people are like the second, they are judged on the second day of judgment. And this can change. It's an opportunity that comes around once a year. So just because maybe we were judged on the second day every other year, this year can be the year that we say, you know what, I want a main role. I really want to improve myself spiritually. So if there's one standard that God uses, let me find it for you. It says, whoever undertakes to purify himself, that's work on yourself spiritually, we shall assist him. Whoever undertakes to shut himself to spirituality, we shall provide him or her with the opportunity to carry out this design. Okay, so that's what's going on. It's up to us. We have free will of how much spirituality we want, and God is there to help us with this. And so the idea is that we're supposed to reach our spiritual potential. And God, that's the whole reason He created the world. And so when we stand before Him, He considers our case. And He sees, you know, who's sincerely committed to developing themselves spiritually. And it's like, you know, if He was an investor, we're saying, you know, I'm offering you myself, you know, invest in me because, you know, take me seriously. I really want to improve myself. I'm serious about this. I want to be everything that you want me to be in your kingdom. And so this is when God will map out like different scenarios. Like He creates this tapestry and He makes a world. He recreates the world so it corresponds exactly to all everything that's needed to help a person reach their potential. So, like, okay, so there, it's a different world for the people that are judged on the first day than the people that are judged on the second day. There's something called divine providence. And so if you came before God and you were sincerely saying that you wanted to improve yourself spiritually, then your world is going to have a lot of divine providence in it, and you're going to be you're going to have the exact experiences that you need to bring out your potential. And it's circumstances could be like daily, even hourly adjusted, and that there's going to be a divine guiding hand that's constantly rearranging the world for your benefit. Okay, and then if you decided that that's not what you wanted, but you you're still, there's many, many people that are needed in the world, just like there's many people that are needed in the movie, more so than just the ones with, that decided that they wanted a main part. And so, but they're only there for the sake of the ones that wanted the main part, so they don't have this divine providence going on. Now, this can change at any time for anybody, but it's totally up to each individual person. And so, you know, we all know that the way that we develop spiritually is, okay, we live in a world that there's all these other people. And, you know, we're going to, like, okay, like, by those interactions, like, most of the tests that we have, if not the majority, they involve interactions with other people. And so the people, just like this mother that got the call from the other mother, okay, these people are put in our life, these situations are put in our life, and they're going to see, you know, am I going to have humility? Am I going to be kind? Am I going to have patience? Some people come in to test to see if we're going to give or withhold charity. You know, there's all of these opportunities for growth, and we're tested constantly in every interaction with others. And so there's a big difference in the way that the world functions when it was renewed specifically for you, so that you could become everything you want to become spiritually, and you present that to God on Rosh Hashanah. And if you don't want that, then you have a different world. You know, you're allowed to live and even prosper, but it's not, the things are not happening that are going to encourage your spiritual development and growth, because we each have to come before God and we have to want that. And then we have different eyes to see, that when we come before God and we ask Him to help us grow spiritually, then when things happen, we have to be aware that everything that's happening, it is divine providence, that it and we have to be thankful that it's happening, and we have to see it as the hand of God, and we have to know that we're getting what we need to develop ourselves spiritually. And it just becomes like a whole different way of looking at the world, and we can come before Him and talk to Him about the way things are going. And just like you would say to a director, wait, I don't understand this, I don't like this, cut, can we change this? He's going to be so invested in you because you have convinced Him that of your sincerity, and you show Him that you really are wanting to be, you seriously want to reach your spiritual potential. And so this is just an amazing idea for me now. I never got this. I never knew what Rosh Hashanah and the Day of Judgment really was, and why there's 2 days of judgment. And I don't know, that I think maybe in the past, maybe I've always been on the second day, but I feel like different this year. I want to be the first day person. I want to stand before God and say, you know, I want to reach my potential spiritually. I want that. And so I'm going to try my hardest to just see everything as divine providence, and everything that happens to me is from your hand, and that you're doing things so that I grow and change and become everything I'm supposed to be. And it's just going to just totally change the world that I live in. But of course, like with everything, that's our choice. And God says, you know, if you want that, I will help you. And if you don't want that, I will help you. So that's the way it's set up. So I just want to wish everybody a very happy and prosperous new year. And may it be, you know, may we all succeed in making a huge spiritual jump this new year. So, Shana Tova!